Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Sony announced the PlayStation 5 will have a custom 8-core AMD Zen 2 CPU at 3.5 GHz variable frequency with a custom variable frequency GPU based on AMD's RDNA 2 architecture, which promises 10.28 teraflops and 36 compute units. The PS5 will also have 16 GB of GDDR6 RAM and a custom 825 GB NVMe SSD for loading times of 5 GB per second. The PS5 will also have a 4K Blu-ray drive and support USB hard drives. Apple announced iPad Pros with a LiDAR sensor for depth sensing, 8-core GPU A12Z Bionic chip with a neural engine, and embedded M12 coprocessor. The new chip tables tools for 4K video editing, 3D design, and augmented reality. The 11-inch iPad Pro is available starting at $799, and a 12.9-inch model starts at $999. Silver and gray versions are available to order now. Coming in May is a new Magic Keyboard for iPad, including a backlit keyboard and trackpad, and that of course means that full mouse support with the circular cursor that changes shape over different interface options is coming to all iPad models that can support it through iPad OS 13.4 starting March 24th. Apple launched a 13.3-inch MacBook Air with scissor-style keys, rather than the butterfly keyboard in previous models. Storage options range from 256 GB up to 2 TB. The new MacBook Air has Touch ID and 10th-gen Ice Lake Intel Core CPUs and Iris Plus graphics, starting at $999. Apple also updated the Mac Mini to have twice the storage capacity. A base model with 256 GB solid-state drive costs $799, and the 512 GB model costs $1,099. The Mac Mini still uses the 8th-gen Intel CPU. Slack launched a redesign meant to make it easier for new users. A compose button lets you write a message before you decide what channel to send it to or what person. You can also organize channels, apps, and people under custom topic headers easily in the left-hand nav. Apps are now available through a lightning bolt button in the text entry box, and a top navigation bar shows frequently used channels and pending messages. The features roll out to desktop users over the next few weeks, with mobile apps getting them afterward. A bug in an anti-spam system on Facebook began marking posts linking to information on COVID-19 as spam. Facebook Vice President of Integrity Guy Rosen said on Twitter that the bug was unrelated to changes in the content moderator workforce. They sent people home due to the virus, and because of the sensitive nature, they can't do that work from home. The posts were restored, and Rosen clarified that not only COVID-19 posts were affected. Samsung forecast Wednesday that the effects of trade disputes and COVID-19 would reduce sales of smartphones and other consumer electronics, but that demand from data centers should raise sales of memory chips. Chief Executive Kim Ki-nam said he expects chipmakers to focus on upgrading manufacturing processes rather than increasing capacity. Satellite company Link tested one of its orbital cell towers meant to provide phone connectivity from space without needing special satellite phone hardware. A text message was sent to an unmodified Android phone using one of its satellites, which the company claims is the first time that has been done from space. Link's satellite was deployed from the International Space Station on January 31st after being delivered by a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket in December. Link needs a few dozen satellites to provide service and believes if it can get regulatory approval, it could have that service running by the end of the year. 4G service, however, will require thousands of satellites. Scientists at the University of Oxford developed a coronavirus test that works three times faster than current testing methods, giving results in a half hour. The scientists believe it can also detect infection in earlier stages, and results can be read by the naked eye, making it more accessible for facilities. The tests were validated using 16 viral samples at the Shenzhen Luohe People's Hospital in China with 100% accuracy. Finally, LG began rolling out its 2020 OLED TVs, including the gaming-oriented 48-inch CX model for $1,499 coming in June. The larger and more expensive LG CX TVs will arrive in April and May, so a little earlier, but they'll cost more. A 55-inch BX series arrives in May for $1,599, and a 65-inch BX for $2,299. The GX series, that's the one that's thin but doesn't require a breakout box, launches in April, ranging from $2,499 to $5,999. And the super thin wallpaper WX series, which does have a breakout box, has its 65-inch model arrive in June for $4,999. And if you got a lot of money, the 8K ZX series ships in May, starting at $19,999 for the 77-inch, or you can splurge $29,999 for the 88-inch. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And hey, remember to rate and review DTH wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.